Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. With the rising cost of production, the investment in the farming operation, and the risk associated, farming can oftentimes create stress on the families involved. The Hancock County Farm Bureau is partnering with a cooperative extension agent, Evan Tate, to host Focus on Farm Families and Stress, July 16th.
The intent of the program is just to educate people and make them aware on the stress level that most farmers have, and not only what does that do to their own health, but the health of the family as a unit. And then going down that road just a little bit, looking at the it'll talk a little bit about the relationship between stress that these guys are putting themselves through at a younger age and what that means for early onset dementia later in life.
Tate says the idea came from a recent CDC report that indicates an increase in farmer suicides.
All this kind of stems from some of the recent CDC reports concerning farmer suicide increasing at quite a rapid rate, and so that being tied directly to stress levels and early onset dementia as well.
He says the program that will take place at 6 o'clock local time at Hallsville United Methodist Church will be led by a well-versed speaker.
Dr. Deborah Reed is our keynote tonight. She is, I guess what UK would refer to her as the ag nurse. She is pretty highly decorated individual herself, but I think probably what makes her the most appropriate for that is she grew up on a tobacco and beef cattle operation. Her family still farms. She understands the situation and the people.
We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Tate says a combination of a number of different factors can lead to the stress on the farm.
You talk to some of these guys today, and though we've had great weather and we expect decent corn yield, some of these input costs that these guys are running right now looks like we've got to have somewhere in that 275 to 300 bushel an acre corn to really break even.
He says if farmers come away with a better awareness, he and the Hancock County Farm Bureau will be very pleased.
If I can get these guys just to think about it, you know, at night when they go home or if they're driving around in circles on a tractor, you know, if they can just think about that ever so often and utilize some of the suggestions that Dr. Reed's going to give on ways to relieve stress, or yet being able to understand when they're actually under stress, I think those two things, if we can get guys just to think about those and become aware of what the potential possibilities are, I think that would be a successful night.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.